Chapter 7. Now concerning the things about which you wrote, it is well for a man not to touch a woman. Yet, because of prevalence of fornication, let each man have his own wife, and each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife her due, but let the wife also do likewise to her husband. The wife does not exercise authority over her own body, but her husband does. Likewise also, the husband does not exercise authority over his own body, but his wife does. Do not be depriving each other of it, except by mutual consent for an appointed time, that you may devote time to prayer and may come together again, that Satan may not keep tempting you for your lack of self-regulation. However, I say this by way of concession, not in the way of a command. But I wish all men were as I myself am. Nevertheless, each one has his own gift from God, one in this way, another in that way. Now I say to the unmarried persons and the widows, it is well for them that they remain even as I am. But if they do not have self-control, let them marry. For it is better to marry than to be inflamed with passion. To the married people I give instructions, yet not I, but the Lord, that a wife should not depart from her husband, but if she should actually depart, let her remain unmarried, or else make up again with her husband, and the husband should not leave his wife. But to the others I say, yes, I, not the Lord, if any brother has an unbelieving wife, and yet she is agreeable to dwelling with him, let him not leave her. And a woman who has an unbelieving husband, and yet he is agreeable to dwelling with her, let her not leave her husband. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified in relation to his wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified in relation to the brother. Otherwise, your children would really be unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbelieving one proceeds to depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not in servitude under such circumstances, but God has called you to peace. For wife, how do you know but that you will save your husband? Or husband, how do you know but that you will save your wife? Only, as Jehovah has given each one a portion, let each one so walk as God has called him, and thus I ordain in all the congregations. Was any man called circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Has any man been called in uncircumcision? Let him not get circumcised. Circumcision does not mean a thing, and uncircumcision means not a thing. But observance of God's commandments does. In whatever state each one was called, let him remain in it. Were you called when a slave? Do not let it worry you. But if you can also become free, rather seize the opportunity. For anyone in the Lord that was called when a slave is the Lord's freed man. Likewise, he that was called when a free man is a slave of Christ. You were bought with a price. Stop becoming slaves of men. In whatever condition each one was called, brothers, let him remain in it, associated with God. Now concerning virgins, I have no command from the Lord, but I give my opinion as one who had mercy shown him by the Lord to be faithful. Therefore, I think this to be well, in view of the necessity here with us, that it is well for a man to continue as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Stop seeking a release. Are you loosed from a wife? Stop seeking a wife. But even if you did marry, you would commit no sin. And if a virgin person married, such one would commit no sin. However, those who do will have tribulation in their flesh. But I am sparing you. Moreover, this I say, brothers, the time left is reduced. Henceforth, let those who have wives be as though they had none, and also those who weep be as those who do not weep, and those who rejoice as those who do not rejoice, and those who buy as those not possessing, and those making use of the world as those not using it to the full. For the scene of this world is changing. Indeed, I want you to be free from anxiety. The unmarried man is anxious for the things of the Lord, how he may gain the Lord's approval. But the married man is anxious for the things of the world, how he may gain the approval of his wife. And he is divided. Further, the unmarried woman and the virgin is anxious for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in her body and in her spirit. However, the married woman is anxious for the things of the world, how she may gain the approval of her husband. But this I am saying for your personal advantage, not that I may cast a noose upon you, but to move you to that which is becoming, and that which means constant attendance upon the Lord without distraction. But if anyone thinks he is behaving improperly toward his virginity, if that is past the bloom of youth, and this is the way it should take place, let him do what he wants. He does not sin. Let them marry. But if anyone stands settled in his heart, having no necessity, but has authority over his own will, and has made this decision in his own heart to keep his own virginity, he will do well. Consequently, he also that gives his virginity in marriage does well. But he that does not give it in marriage will do better. A wife is bound during all the time her husband is alive. But if her husband should fall asleep in death, she is free to be married to whom she wants, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she remains as she is, according to my opinion. I certainly think I also have God's Spirit.